Welcome back to episode 15 of I Woke Up Like This. I'm Katie Ryan.
And I'm Ashley from Indelible.
And we have a special guest with us today.
Go right ahead.
She's so excited.
I'm just ready to talk. I'm Juliana, also from Indelible.
So Juliana is our lash lead over at Indelible. I have known her for over 2 years now. She started as a client.
I didn't know you had the lash lead title.
I know, I'm pretty professional.
Well, as we grow, and she's just been with me the longest, and she really loves to mentor and teach and just help grow, so she definitely has stepped into the lash lead role. So I'm super proud of her. And so she's here today to talk about her experiences at Indelible, because she's been on both sides of the bed. She started out as a client, and now she works at Indelible. And she definitely knows lashes like nobody else's business.
Yay. I was kind of there for some of that transition, I guess. Or like early on when you first became, or when you were, you were working at the front.
Mm-hmm.
Answering the phones and stuff as you were kind of training.
Yeah, so again, I originally started as a client. I was a makeup artist, and again, I just discovered Ashley online, and I wanted to get eyelashes done, so I was hooked from day one. So when I did that, we just kind of built a relationship over time, and just, you know what it's like. When you're on that bed, mm-hmm. you build that relationship over the years.
Right.
So that was really great. And then slowly but surely, Ashley, you know, realized that, hey, this might be a good thing to work together. So she would throw it in every now and then, every lash appointment.
Would you be interested?
I was like, girl, you need to be doing lashes. Like, it's hard work in the beginning, but I promise you, you'll be so good at it. And she's like, I'm never doing lashes.
Yep, I told her. I said, I will work. I was like, I can do social media. I can be your front desk, but I will not do lashes. It's just not my thing. And one day, you know, I was doing the front desk, and she was like, oh, we're going to do the training. And then I was like, all right. And that was so out of my comfort zone. You know, being a makeup artist, you can just take everything off. This was more of a permanent cosmetic. But I'm just so happy that she pushed me out of my comfort zone so that I'm able to, again, having a different perspective now that I'm behind the bed. You know, I get to work with these clients, you know, and make them feel good and have that relationship mm-hmm. build. Because I've always been a big people person. She stole me, and I've been there ever since. It's almost a year now in September. What's really cool is Ashley doesn't want you to stay in one place. She always wants you to keep building in the company
right.
and just growing. And definitely, she opened my eyes to me wanting to teach. I didn't even think that would be an opportunity that I would even want to do. And just getting new coworkers and employees, you know, it's been really fun being able to step by step teach them how to do the business and what it's like and what to expect. So I've been really enjoying that, and I'm just really excited to be a part of this journey, especially with moving to a new location and also getting Columbia soon. So
I was gonna say it's been wonderful watching you guys just grow in general with a new location open in Columbia now, and then all these new girls that I'm meeting, a new one every time I go in.
I'm like, oh, meet Kelsey. Oh, meet Savannah.
Well, I haven't yet.
You haven't met Savannah?
No.
Yet? Oh. Well, Savannah is our newest lash lead. She has been in the cosmetology industry for since birth, because her mm-hmm. parents own Ladies and Gents Downtown Hair Company.
Okay.
That they were above us in the old location.
Oh, interesting.
So, known Savannah for about a year, and she's just been like super interested. So the timing was right, and she's now on board. So through the month of August, if you book with Savannah, since she has completed her training and she's had lots of work, we're offering 50% off of full sets of lashes with Savannah for the rest of the month. So definitely give us a call and get that. So that's for a classic set of lashes.
Okay.
So we do have two types of lashes, mm-hmm. classic and semi-volume. And that's what we're going to talk today about on the podcast is what is the difference? So, Juliana, what is the difference?
So, the difference between the two. So, the classic, what we call that, it's a one-to-one ratio. So, we're putting one synthetic lash on top of your natural actual lash. And we do that throughout the whole process of separating each one. So, that gives you the length, the thickness, very beautiful natural look also can be fuller and more glamorous. Now, the volume set, where it's like a 3-to-1. So we're putting a 3-prong set on your natural lash. So if you might not have that many lashes, if you want to be a little bit more bold, maybe for a wedding, prom, or whatnot, you can actually add more lashes to yourself. And that's what the volume set is really popular for. People are also afraid that it might be too much on people, but we're able to kind of mix and match and whatever you're feeling.
Yes.
You know, if you want to do it long, if you want to do it short, we can accommodate to that. So that's what's really cool. And they both just turn out to be beautiful. I have some clients that, you know, during their fills, they'll switch. So, you know, 1 week they want to do the classic, and then maybe they'll switch to a full because they've got an event or a graduation. So the possibilities are limitless, unlimited. You can do whatever you want with them. So that's what's really cool about the lash extensions and the variety that we have.
I highly recommend the semi-volume. I use those for my wedding.
Yes.
And I would even wear them every single day.
Oh, wait, you do wear them every
day? I do?
What?
Oh, yeah.
You have the semi-volume.
Okay, good. I was thinking that I did, but I wasn't sure. But you mix in some classic,
yes,
too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just so, like, it gives it more of a natural look, so it's not a complete strip lash look.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And just another side note of what Juliana said, like, if you don't have as many lashes, a semi-volume is great for you. So, like, generally, as we age, our lashes thin. Or let's say you've been through chemo and you're,
yes,
or cancer or anything like that, and you're healthy and your lashes are back growing, you might not have as many. Mm-hmm. So it's perfect for those types of individuals. But the great thing is the weight of a classic lash versus a weight of a semi-volume are pretty much identical.
Yeah, I don't feel a difference.
So you're not damaging your lash. There's, you know, it's all safe to apply, and you don't feel that heavy strip lash. Mm-hmm. You know, you get the look of a nice full, you know, lashes, because you can't even, you know, even in photos in your wedding, I'm sure that it still looked glamorous.
Oh,
but
yes,
you didn't feel that heavy strip. So that's what's great is,
or have the worry.
I can't tell you how many times, you know, back when I did makeup, where people would be crying and their lashes would be falling off, and I tell them, like, you gotta get eyelash extensions so you don't have to worry about that during your wedding,
even in the summer.
Oh goodness,
if it's a hot wedding. My wedding was hot. I would have been so stressed that whole day that those were just going to melt and slide down my face.
No.
I didn't think.
Like, the last thing you want is, like, having your lashes on your cheek.
Oh, like, the photographer's like, say cheese, and it's just falling down. Like, no, not
cute. You don't want to worry about that. And I never thought once about my lashes. I knew they looked great and they were going to look great in the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the extent of my worry about my lashes on my wedding day, which was wonderful.
And that's the goal that we want when it comes to eyelash extensions, is we don't. The point is to have no fear. So if we apply that, you don't feel it, it's effortless, and you can wake up and literally walk out the door without doing anything.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've always liked to do more makeup. I mean, I know probably right now it's hard to put makeup on at 3 a.m.
Yes.
But I love that glam look, so I am all about going, like, full volume.
Oh, yeah.
With
lashes. And, you know, so many people are doing vacations right now. Mm-hmm. And, again, it's like 100 degrees outside. You don't want to pack all this eye makeup during your vacation. And you're swimming and whatnot. But, you know, you can get out. You can tan. You can be at the beach. And you still have these beautiful lashes.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to do anything to them, which is great.
It's good in pictures.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So one of my most commonly asked questions between classic versus semi-volume is, can I see pictures because I want to see the difference of a classic versus a semi-volume.
Right.
Because we're doing the 1-to-1 or the 1-to-3 ratio, and everybody has different amounts of lashes, I have clients that I put a classic set on and it looks like a semi-volume.
Oh,
because they have so many lashes.
Interesting.
And I also have the opposite end of the spectrum where I put a semi-volume, those 3 prongs on, and it looks like a classic. So it really just varies on you, the individual, how it's going to look. So just know, like, when you get on the website and look at photos or get on our social media, that, you know, somebody with a semi-volume, they could have it and you have no clue. Mm-hmm. But that just means that they have less lashes. So that's why it is super individual to you. Mm-hmm. And that's why it doesn't look fake.
It's funny, as a lash artist, beforehand, I would have never really looked at people's lashes or even eyebrows. But now I'm like, oh, you have great lashes, or like, mm-hmm. you have great eyebrows. But it's funny how that switches.
We recently ran a 5K for the Women's Distance Festival.
I saw that.
And we all got matching shirts that say, I make brow contact before eye contact.
I love it.
And our new reception and social media, Kelsey, she was like, when I first saw that shirt, I was like, yeah, no, like, whatever. And she's like, it's so true. I look at everybody's eyebrows and lashes, and it's something that I never thought I would do. Like, it's addicting. And
I feel like I'm doing it too.
It's,
I don't even work there.
Once you get them done, like, you'll just look at everybody and be like, oh honey, you need lashes, like, it will save your life.
Mm-hmm.
So
it gets so addicting. I mean, I'll be out to eat and I'll be with the waitress and I'm like, you know, you would look amazing with just a little bit of a either a lash lift or some extensions or whatnot. But it's true, you just look at people all the time. Even when we ran the 5K, even afterwards, Savannah had extensions on and some woman came up to her and was like, how did this happen? Like, why isn't your mascara running? And she was like, I have eyelash extensions.
Uh-huh.
So it works even during a 5K.
When you're sweating and when it's humid out.
Mm-hmm.
So moral of the story is, come see Savannah for lashes.
Because they're going to look perfect.
Yeah. Oh, she does a great job. Like, from even during her practice runs, like, she just got it on spot, which was amazing. I was like, ah, you're so good. So I've seen her work and she's incredible. So definitely go see her.
Have you seen that thing on Instagram that shows you, it's this advertisement where you can get your brush and you can put it on this little remote thing and it's battery operated and it spins your brushes in this bowl and cleans it. I basically bought it just to show if it was going to work or not. Because that's what I like to do. I like to do like little reviews on things.
Yeah.
So I automatically was like, this isn't going to work. Like, I knew this is like a little gimmick.
Okay, so it spins in what?
So it's like a little rubber thing that you would put your brush in. It attaches to this little nozzle, and when you click the nozzle, it'll spin your brush.
Like, in like
really
water
quickly.
And cleanser.
Oh, it is,
yeah,
in
so
like
you
a cleanser?
Dip it, yeah, you okay. dip it in the water and in the cleanser. And I was videotaping this the entire time. I'm like, this is going to be a total disaster. And I dipped it in. And because it's really important to clean your brushes. I tell people.
As a makeup artist.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because I'm a makeup artist, I clean my brushes throughout each person that I put it on.
Really?
But just because of the bacteria,
yeah.
People have different oils. You don't want people breaking out. But when it comes to just your personal use, I like to do it once, maybe every 2 weeks. If you have heavy makeup on.
Whoa.
Yes.
Well, just think of like all the bacteria that's mm-hmm. just sitting on that brush. And then like you've spent all this money on washing your face and all of these products like to mm-hmm. keep your face clean. And then when you go put your makeup on and blush or powder or foundation,
right.
and you're just putting that bacteria on there.
And it's building up. So if you have powder upon powder. But the good thing is you don't have to. There's spot cleaning and there's deep cleaning.
Okay.
So spot cleaning, I do that almost every single time. You can get like a paper towel. You can even do like DIY of your own type of spray.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's like lavender oil. I think it's witch hazel. You can just make your own and mm-hmm. that'll disinfect it by itself. But you can deep clean like once a month and that's totally okay. And that's using baby shampoo, just warm water. But that's what I used this little spin thing for.
Mm-hmm.
And again, didn't think it would work, but I just put, it comes with the bowl and the nozzle. I put the warm water and the baby shampoo at the bottom and it was spinning like crazy. And when I pick it up and then you rinse it again, you put it back in, and it dries the whole thing by itself.
What?
I flipped out. It was $18 at Ross. And
how big of a brush?
It was a big brush.
Really?
Like I did the small ones, and I did like a powder brush. And I was spinning it for like 30 seconds maybe, and it completely dried. I have
what?
To usually dry those all overnight.
Because
so
that's the worst part.
Oh, the worst.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there for at least 2 hours brushing, like washing all my brushes, because I have like 100 brushes. So I'm sitting there and cleaning up.
Mm-hmm.
With this, I could do it probably in half the time, and they're all dry.
Oh my goodness.
So I was like, I was very surprised at that. So, yes, that's it.
Oh, 13 bucks at Walmart.
There you go.
Oh, see, like
It's called Makeup Brush Cleaner, Electric Cleaning Machine Wash, and Dry Your Cosmetic Brush.
Again, from a makeup artist perspective, I was like, nope, this is going to break my brushes. This is like a total pain. But, it was really, it was good. When you're cleaning those brushes, that application will apply a lot smoother just from, a nice clean brush each time. So spot cleaning and then deep cleaning will help with any type of bacteria if you're breaking out and whatnot, and just a nicer application.
Well, I think all of you guys have the information on lashes at Indelible, classic versus semi-volume. We've talked about frequently asked questions and everything. So
we have.
When we're done with a certain service, we have Girls Night In. So
yay!
Next episode, we will be having a special guest come in
excited.
Talk about beauty with us. So stay tuned for next week for our special guest.
Yay! Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So much great information, and you're just so sweet. And
thank you.
I love coming into the studio just to see you guys.
Well, we love having you. And you can also book your appointments with Juliana as well. You don't have to go to Savannah. Juliana still takes clients as well.
I do.
So we can't wait to see all of you, and just go online to indelible.com.
Yay. Have a great week.
Bye, guys.